many things, but يعني especially the يعني أشياء السفرة الكاملة يعني طقم كامل ألوان.
A woman in Islamic veil speaking in Arabic has a gleaming smile as she explains she is having trouble deciding on which dish set to buy. She browses through a glitzy showroom boasting European and American brands in a scene that might appear to be a shopping mall in Dubai, Qatar, or New York. In fact, it is Jenin in the West Bank. The town until recently was known as a bastion of suicide bombers. But now, with this brand new million-dollar department store and a shopping mall in the blueprints, Jenin is becoming a haven for shoppers for women like Afaf Rahal, a Palestinian schoolteacher.
زي هيك إشي وكنت دائما لما أطلع على عمان أو أطلع برا أو عاد وكي أحكي إن شاء الله بالضفة حيكون.
She says when she used to go to Amman and other places, she would hope that Palestinians would one day build a department store like this in the West Bank. She says she thanks God her expectations have been exceeded. The Herbawi department store in Jenin, which was built with Arab investment, is part of what analysts say is a boom that is occurring in the West Bank despite the global slowdown. They say the reason is security conditions have improved, allowing the wheels of commerce to turn. Ophir Gendelman heads the Israeli-Palestinian Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Tel Aviv, a new organization set up as trade grows between Israel and the Palestinian territories.
It's way quieter now in the West Bank than the way it used to be even 6 months or 12 months ago. It's totally quiet, no terrorist attacks, nothing. The Palestinian security services are doing what they can in order to prevent attacks, and of course the Israeli army is doing what it has to do. So at the end of the day, when there is quiet, when there is security, economy can flourish. And this is what we're seeing.
Construction projects can be seen just about everywhere. The town of Ramallah is preparing to open a newly built 5-star hotel, the result of European investment. Improved security has led the Israeli army in the past year to remove more than 140 checkpoints, allowing for the freer flow of people and goods in the West Bank. The hope on both sides is that trade, which reached $4 billion last year, will continue to grow, generating jobs and prosperity. But there is a long way to go before trust is established. Palestinians say other checkpoints continue to exist, blocking access to jobs and business opportunities for many. Many Palestinians complain they cannot access the markets of Israel's $162 billion economy. Other obstacles include persistent political attitudes. Many Palestinians view increased trade with the Israelis as collaboration with the enemy. No Palestinian Chamber of Commerce has been established to foster trade with Israel. Few Palestinians and Israelis believe that economic prosperity alone will bring peace. They say previous Israeli efforts to boost the Palestinian economy have failed. Analysts say the bloodiest Palestinian uprisings of the late 1980s and in 2000 were preceded by periods of economic growth. But some, including Ophir Gendelman, see reason for hope in the current upswing.
I think it's easier to negotiate with someone who has, you know, a normal life. Someone who is not desperate, someone who doesn't feel disenfranchised and so forth. So I think that the embitterment in the economic situation in the West Bank has definitely improved the chances to reach a peace deal.
At the shiny new department store in Jenin, Afaf Rahal glows as she browses American and European porcelain dinnerware. She says finding dishes like these here in Jenin is for her like a dream. She says she has seen plates like these in Amman, but was always afraid of carrying them across the border. Now, when she sees them, she says it is like finding a treasure. For Afaf Rahal, this new department store is a sign of hope that life is becoming normal, even in a place like Jenin. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jenin, in the West Bank.